about the landscape. Could you give me the names of some local streams? As many as you can think of.
This one over here is Lame Jones, and this one over here is Beaver Creek. And there's the Belfouche River. Blacktail, Whitetail. Redwater. Carrot Creek. Now, they're not close. Those aren't Carrot Creek.
Crook County.
Yeah, they're in Crook County.
Now, the word creek.
Cub Creek.
Cub Creek, that's another one. How is there a size difference between a creek and a river?
The creeks are usually smaller.
Okay. Are there any other term you might use to describe a small river? Would you ever use the stream?
Stream. They usually just call them creeks, but of course they're streams, smaller ones.
I see. Now, is there ever a time when you would have a dry river or a stream that only flows when there's a heavy rainfall?
Well, Beaver Creek, sometimes it dries up in the summertime.
Okay. Is there a special name you might have for that? They might call that. Have you ever heard of the term wash or gully? Would you use those?
They just call them dry. Beaver Creek's dry.
Dry gulch, don't they?
Huh?
Oh, they call them dry gulches, in front of the house, down home there.
Okay, so I get you to say
Dry gulch.
Okay, great. Now, a place that's kind of wet, I guess wetter than a
swamp?
Uh-huh. And maybe a little less wet than a swamp would be a
bog hole.
Okay.
Mug hole or something.
Okay. Now, does the term hole mean anything? As in Jackson Hole, does that mean anything in that geographical feature?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, it just means a wet spot.
Okay. It could mean a wet spot then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bog hole.
Boggy. I see. Mm-hmm. What about, have you ever heard the term park?
Like a national park?
Or as in a field?
Little park out in the timber.
Oh, where there isn't any timber in the timber.
That would be a park?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a basin?
Well, that's a swale, I suppose, down where there isn't any timber.
I see. Okay. That would be different than a hole, and then it would be what?
It'd be just covered with grass and
like a valley.
Just a little small place.
Okay. Now, if you have a pasture that's really too wet to grow anything in, that might be a
alkali flat.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Alkali bed.
What about, have you ever used the term meadow?
Yeah, we have meadows.
Okay, now what is that?
Well, we usually call them our fields where we plant stuff.
So a meadow would be similar to a pasture.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a flat-topped hill off in the distance?
Tabletop.
Okay.
Divide.
A divide also?
Mm-hmm.
Would they ever use the term mesa, or is that not so much?
Not here.
What about this word spelled B-U-T-T-E? What does that describe?
Butte, that's a hill. Comes right up.
Okay, and bigger than a hill is a
mountain.
Okay, and that's how you describe the difference between a hill and a mountain.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's a knoll.
Okay, a knoll.
They're smaller than the butte.
Than a knoll.
Use
the word knoll.
I say a knoll is smaller than a butte.
I see.
And now there's the buttes up here by the tower.
Okay, behind it.
Mm-hmm.